Yep.
Yep, we got, everybody's gonna be, okay, folks, let's go ahead and get started. Welcome to the City of Mountain Park City Council work session for June 23rd, 2021. Got a number of items, gonna add a number 7 to the agenda, pool motor. Had a issue with the pool, so we're gonna have to talk about the pool motor tonight as well. First item on the agenda under unfinished business is the discussion of the 2021-2022 general and enterprise fund budgets. There has been a request to consider tabling the general fund budget until Roswell agreement is complete. Karen, is there a precedent for doing that, or is that something that we would not be able to do?
You have in the past not approved a budget prior to July 1, and what typically happens in that case is that you carry over the budget at the previous years until such time as an actual budget is approved. I wouldn't recommend letting it go beyond 90 days, however.
Okay. All right. Just as a follow-up to the Roswell situation, Brandon was on vacation last week. Did we ever hear back from him today?
I have not. I emailed him yesterday afternoon. I still haven't heard back from him.
He is supposed to be following up with the Roswell City Attorney to see if the agreement between the Fulton County Sheriff's Department and Roswell was ever finalized. Personally, I am again of the opinion that if we were to invest money into MPVFR, and we can build it back up to the level that it was a few years ago, John and Carla. We've got a new fire chief in Roswell now, and they have been very forthcoming that regardless of politics, if there's an emergency, they're going to respond. They're gonna be here, they're gonna help us out, if at all possible. So the point is that I have spoken with the interim chief, James Dane, and a couple of other individuals about putting together a plan to present the council on how they feel they can build this station back up and what kind of cost would be involved. We know it's $101,000 if we contract with Roswell, and that's if we're able to contract with Roswell. That's not even a guarantee. That's just what's currently being discussed. So I think we should not rule out the possibility of maybe only spending $55,000, because I don't think we ever spent that much in the past when things were going very well with the MPVFR. So we might want to, council might want to seriously take a look at that and see if that's something that may be a better option or a better consideration. But it has to be, and there's no requirements, but we would want a commitment from the individuals and from MPVFR that they are going to maintain the station as much as possible. So, but that's just, you know, that's just my opinion. It's council's decision. With that said, we can certainly put it to vote. Carol, are you there? Carol. She froze up. Okay. On Monday night, we can put it on the agenda, and we'll let her make the motion. So I'm going to put her name by it.
Okay.
And if she comes back on, we'll tell her then. All right. Give her just a minute. She seems to be stuck in one spot.
Can I ask a question?
Sure. Yeah, sure. You're welcome to.
About the budget and the Roswell, the $101,000. What happens if you guys pass the budget for that amount and then that agreement with them falls through?
Then we would adjust, we could do a budget amendment.
You could do a budget amendment at that point in time?
Yeah, we certainly could.
And Karen is saying that legally you guys could vote to hold off on it until we know a little bit more, or 3 months, whatever.
Yeah, and I think her recommendation of 90 days is a good one, because you do not want to push that out too far out. It's better to go ahead and approve a budget and then come back in 6 months and make an amended budget. Right? Would you agree?
Yes.
Okay. She's doing her IT department right now. So, all right. Next item on the agenda, which was also Councilperson Silver, consideration for a 2% cost of living increase for the staff members. I hope that you're able to get her back.
I'm working on it.
Because I'm going to let her talk about that, but if not, we can go ahead and skip to one that doesn't necessarily require her input at this point. Discussion of banning smoking on city public property. That is certainly Carol's. Hold on.
Back on fly.
Okay, this is her. She's trying to text me. Let's see.
Do you want me to FaceTime?
Yeah, you can try that. I mean,
okay.
It says come back. I don't know what that means.
Well, I'm having issues with internet connection.
Use the D-Link.
Over the MPVFR secured?
Somebody's going to tap into the Zoom meeting.
Okay.
Yeah. It was a dedicated thing. So.
Okay.
All right.
I can only do one thing at a time, though.
Yeah, it's just, you're doing great, though. All right. Sorry, folks. Councilperson Silver.
She said to me, tell them to come back.
Well, we're
trying.
There she is. We're trying. There. Carol?
Hang on.
I hear you.
All right, we hear you too, so good. Welcome back. All right.
I can't see you, but hang
on.
I hear you.
Hang on.
She's got a...
I'm working on it.
There we go. All right.
I'm working on it from here.
Okay.
All right. So we're discussing item number one, the postponing of the budget. Did you catch that the recommendation by city administrator was we could postpone it till July, but she would recommend that we not go any further than 90 days out. So you are welcome to make a motion on Monday night, and I'll got that your name down for that.
To ask them to postpone it until July.
Yeah.
It, whatever your motion, yeah, July, but not beyond 90 days. So that's up to you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Perfect.
Good. All right. Next item is the cost of living, 2% cost of living increase for staff. That was also your item. You want to go ahead and tell us your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I had just been thinking about it, and it seemed like a reasonable request to ask for a 2% cost of living increase for my city employees. That would be Karen and Chad and Jennifer. Based on the consumer price index, it seemed like a pretty small amount. I know that it was not included in the budget, and that was pretty much my proposal, was to have that included in the budget.
Okay. Any thoughts, questions, comments? I don't think anyone's opposed to it. I think that much like a number of the items, the reason some things were just, you know, not necessarily discussed yet because we were waiting to see how we were going to land with the public safety. But I certainly am not opposed to a cost of living increase for the staff. They earn it. I think they do a wonderful job of trying to keep up with all this stuff with such limited resources. So, yes, ma'am.
I have a general question. I work in the private sector. We have two reviews every year, 6 month and 12 month review.
Yeah.
Set goals at the beginning of that year, personal goals.
Mm-hmm.
Do you guys have something like that within the office? It doesn't have to be anything big or major. I'm not saying no one deserves a raise. We always usually give one. But I'm just saying to set those goals gives me a standard at the beginning of the year. Mm-hmm. I know my 6 months, I need to have ABCD accomplished.
Yes.
And I just think it's a good thing to do because we all probably, everyone here works, have yearly buy-in reviews and have to have standards that we have to meet. So,
typically around Karen's anniversary in July, that's when she and I have the conversation about her compensation.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, she goes to bat for the rest of the staff whenever she feels like they have been deserving of an increase. And the cost of living, you know, it's just I think that's the yeah. That's just something to keep them, you know, current, so to speak. So, yes, sir.
Have they been getting cost of living raises all along?
Yes. What were the...
We started getting cost of living when Gladney took... took office, and that's been 3%. But how long has that been? 3 years?
3 or 4 years, yeah.
4 years?
Mm-hmm. Well, this would be the end of 4 years. Because
prior to that, we didn't get cost of living.
Yeah.
Not annually.
No, we have for the past 4 years gotten annual.
Every year.
On our anniversary day.
Okay. On the anniversary day. So. Anyone else? All right. I certainly think it is, you know, a justifiable expense. So if we want to put it on the agenda for Monday night, I'm going to put your name down for that as well, Carol.
Great. Okay. Great. They canceled a party just for that meeting for me.
Oh, did they? Okay. Well, then you better be there.
I'm a working girl.
All right. New business. Next item for discussion is the resolution to hold a special election referendum on November 2nd. For the Lake Cheerful options. I'm assuming this is the options for remediation of the issues with the lake. What particular, are you referring to the ISE or Cardno? The Cardno?
Cardno.
Cardno, okay.
Cardno, I went by what was posted on the Mountain Park website. I had a handout from that, probably from our, God, what do you call it? Their January meeting, like way back in 2020. And I had the same thing. It was six different options, one of them being to do nothing. Can you guys hear me?
Yeah, you're still fine. You're fine.
Okay, good, good, good. So I am really interested in putting that on a referendum. How does it go here? To propose a resolution to hold a referendum for all six options. And what I would love to try to get is a ranked choice ballot.
Okay.
Karen said it's up to Brandon as to the wording.
Okay. Well, Monday night, you get the motion on the table, get a second, and then we'll let Brandon kind of guide us. If it passes, we'll get him to kind of steer us through that process for making it a referendum item.
Wonderful. I understand the cost of it is minimal. I know that Karen was going to reach out and find out about that, but you know, obviously the idea is not to spend a whole bunch of money on it, but I think it's very important to find out what the appetite of the community is. They may all vote to do nothing. I just want to find out.
Okay. God, and I can't believe I'm saying this, but is there another way to do that? Maybe like a poll on the social media site or the website
done, and Karen, I don't know what I'm able to say. Am I allowed to say anything
about
well, if you've
done so far on the question
on the comp plan? Correct. You can't say anything.
Okay. So Jim, we have made some attempt to gather information, but I was deeply dissatisfied with the way the question was posed. I really would love to get this on a referendum.
Okay, well, we'll certainly put it on the agenda for Monday night, and I'll put your name by it as making that motion. So,
oh, boy.
That's the Carol Silver Show on Monday night.
I just hope that Zoom works Monday night.
Yeah. Okay. Anybody have any comments or questions about that? Yes, ma'am.
If we're going to do the extra work for a referendum anyway, should we get the appetite for doing anything for Lake Erie?
Yeah, Carol, why was it Lake Cheerful, and what were you think? What we, because I thought it was Lake Garrett that we did the.
It was Lake Garrett.
It was. Yeah.
Okay.
Did I say cheerful?
Yeah, you did. Yeah. Thank you for saying that because I had the same question when I saw it.
Yeah.
So you're actually talking about Lake Garrett.
Lake Garrett.
Yeah.
I'm distracted.
Yeah. Okay. So it's Lake Garrett, not Cheerful.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Trish. All right. I don't know why anybody hasn't asked that before. I kept thinking it might be.
I kept wondering what I didn't know about Cheerful Life.
All right.
Karen, I know that the big question there is going to be the cost.
Well,
see what
sure.
If you can get any information on it.
I did. I sent that to you. That's not going to be any additional cost.
Oh, wonderful. Okay. Yeah. Great.
Okay. Item number 2 under new business, the discussion of a tree dedication location on the green for, in memory of Peter Packer, one of our former mayors. That's also yours. Would you like to comment on that?
I've been a busy little bee. All right, so listen carefully, because I had a landscape person identify two possible locations. The tree is going to be a Chinese specimen evergreen dogwood. And one of the possible locations for planting it, as you're facing City Hall and you are in front of the three flags, one possible location is to the right of the three flags. So it would basically, does that make sense?
Next to the street, up by the road, or down below?
As you're standing on Lakeshore Drive, looking at the front door of City Hall, one possible location is to the right of the three flags.
Which would cover up City Hall in about 10 years.
Well, is this, you know, the wall, is this down below the wall, or is this up on the wall by the street?
Up on the wall. You know, a dogwood's going to be a fairly small tree.
Okay. All right.
So that's one idea. And then the other possible location, if you are standing in front of the stage on the green, it would be at the right rear corner. There's already a tree planted there with a plaque, and this tree would be in the vicinity of that tree.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yes. Well, we know where you're talking about. It's behind that.
Okay.
Yeah, that tree, I forget whose tree that is.
Yeah.
All right, anybody have any questions?
What's the cost of it?
Providing the cost of the tree?
Yes.
It's going to be donated at no cost.
Okay, so it is at no cost, but council has to approve the location. We certainly...
Yes, as I understand, yes.
Yes. So, you know, because, you know, this could go on, council would ultimately have to make a determination on, you know, everything, every tree that's added out there. Although we're a city of trees, we certainly don't want to end up with a forest instead of a green. But then in this case, it's just a matter of picking a spot for this one particular tree. So.
Correct.
Any comments, questions from the audience? Yes, sir.
I'm just curious as to why that species was chosen.
I was going to ask that.
Carol, the question was why that particular species was chosen.
And not a
we really wanted a dogwood, and I talked with Peter's former wife, Mary Packard, who did approve of it. It's not set, it hasn't been purchased, and if you guys would rather view a different tree, let us know. But I thought a dogwood, we were trying to find what is called a Coosa dogwood, and it is not in stock. So we found this evergreen dogwood. It's sort of a new variety. And I don't know why I'm hung up on a dogwood. It just seems like a Peter kind of tree.
Well, the question was, why not a indigenous species? You know,
no problem. If it's in stock at the nursery, give me some names of trees.
All right.
Well, the oak tree.
Pine tree.
Yeah.
All right, but no, there's just a consideration. I think that was more.
A dogwood is small, it flowers, it's ornamental.
I certainly love dogwood, so
you can't really get a native species dogwood because they all got that fungus and they're all dying, and that's, you know. This is a resistant type of species.
Yes.
That's why I think that Ken and I said something, because I know dogwoods, I planted the weeping willow for Glandy and it didn't make it. And these prissy trees don't usually make it because they don't get a lot of care.
Right.
So I would say pick another tree. Cherry tree, something hardy.
Again, you know, I think that if it's a donated tree, it's a good recommendation, but it's certainly their prerogative, your prerogative, or whomever is providing it.
Yeah, we're open to suggestion. The main thing is it's got to be in stock at the nursery, and it cannot be the last tree on the lot, because that's never good.
Okay.
It's got to be, you know, a healthy tree. The last tree on the lot.
It's the one everybody else has picked over. I see what you're saying.
How about a maple tree?
All right. Well, you work with them on the tree. Council will work on approving a location for the tree. How about that?
Okay, because Mary Pepper approved of the dogwood, she was fine with that. So who needs to approve of the species?
Carol, when I always did trees here, I kind of do the streets we have. And this maple out here really has done well. Trying to do the streets on the tree side. We don't have a dogwood street.
Okay.
So what is that, a yes or a no on the
just dogwood? Just an idea. Well, it's like Jim said, you can try it.
Yeah, it's at this point, there are no specific parameters. So I think that, you know, if you find whatever's in stock that's a healthy tree that will make it, the dogwood is fine with me. But again,
my heart is set on a dogwood. Okay. So you guys have got some heavy persuading to do if you don't want a dogwood.
All right.
Mary said it was a good idea.
Okay.
Mary Packard.
So you're going to make a motion on Monday night for the location.
Where do you guys want it? Which location sounded better to you?
I think you're trying to plant it too close to the tree I have planted for Gladney, because that's going to be a big tree. It's an oak.
So you don't think by the stage?
I think you need to find it, yeah, because I think in front of City Hall, a dogwood is not a small tree. It grows to be pretty big, and it might just cover up City Hall
from
the street.
As long as it's on the far end of the, you know, away from the flags, it may be okay.
Yeah, the intent is not to cover up anything.
Right.
Well, if it's in front over to the right of City Hall, that would be a good spot.
That's what I said.
Okay, well, make that motion Monday night. If it doesn't fly, we'll go. You can make
it.
We'll talk about it.
Okay.
All right.
Well, thank you.
All right. In that same vein, I had a conversation with Karen this afternoon. Much like many things that happen in Mountain Park, I think that we get a great idea and things just, they kind of snowball from there. So I would ask the council and or the Tree City USA committee maybe sit down, have a conversation, because what if somebody wants to plant a dozen trees? What if somebody wants to plant, you know, I mean, council's going to have to make judgment calls every time, but I think that we need to establish some parameters, you know, because we've had people add things to the green before. Some people loved it, some people hated it, you know, so I think we probably would behoove us to do a little, you know, pre-planning or just consideration for these type of things going forward so that we don't end up, you know, making one person feel like, well, you know, you like them, you just don't like me, and that's why you're not.
That's so good, Karen. Thank you. Better sound. Do you want me to reach out to Tree City USA and find out if they have a list of suggestions? Do you want me to look
at please do.
Pearson's list of trees?
Yes, and that's another good person to talk to. So, yeah, because there are many different opinions about the green and the utility of the green out there. So we kind of need to come to a collective consensus about where we go with this going forward. I think.
Okay.
Get out in front of it early. All right. Anybody have any questions or comments? All right. Next item. Discussion of intergovernmental agreement for T-SPLOST extension for referendum and city project list. Kara, tell me what this is about.
You may recall we're in a current 5-year cycle for the extra 0.75% for transportation. Fulton County would like for that to be renewed, so it needs to go on this year's referendum, this year's ballot. So they are asking all of the cities to approve the intergovernmental agreement in support of the extension, as well as the city project, each city project list. What I've included in your packet is a copy of the engineers that are currently working on the first phase.
Yes.
Phase one's not included in this.
Okay.
The first project, which will probably take place August, we hope, maybe as late as October, is the culvert replacement over there at the intersection of Russell Road, Cardinal Drive, where Bill and Sally Wiley live. That project is, I want to say, $350,000 perhaps. So it's taking the bulk of the first round of project money. I do need to follow up. I sent an email to the engineer that supplied this list just for clarification, to make sure that this is the phase two insofar as the T-Splice extension list. If not, then we're going to have to identify additional projects. I don't see any way possible, however, that we can get all of the six projects that were identified as the main projects on the first round of T-Splice money done with the amount of money that we will have collected at the end of the period. So.
Yeah. And can you mute that maybe?
I'm going to turn it off because I muted it. It didn't work.
Okay. We need to discuss and approve this on Monday night because I have got a Fulton County Commissioners and Mayors of Fulton County meeting on the 30th. And I got a call from Mayor Bodker today reminding us that we needed to have this done so that we can all be ready for that meeting on the 30th. So I am concerned about
us. We'll work on it tomorrow.
Yeah, let's find that out about the additional projects. Yes.
Are these two on Lakeshore, Trish's?
I don't
integrated did and we never got the...
I don't think that's either one of these.
What happened to his report on that?
I need to ask him.
Are you sure those two aren't Trish?
I feel certain that number five is located almost all the way at the dead end of Lakeshore where the Hemlock Street easement comes out.
Uh-huh. I know where it is.
Okay. And then I believe number six is the storm drain right here in this parking lot.
That could be what he was, in the parking lot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. Any more questions or comments?
We still don't know.
I wish you had been involved.
Jim?
Yes.
I would just say that council doesn't have to worry about our problem anymore because you all have fixed our problem. These rains that we had recently were watched really closely because these are typically where we would have gotten letted in. We didn't have a drop of mud.
Wonderful. I'm glad to hear that. Glad to hear that.
Yeah, so we're doing really good. And then for the stream overflow, we've built an embankment to kind of channel it back towards the stream.
Yeah.
So right now, Karen and Chad and Linda have done a really good job of the stormwater management.
Oh, good.
So I'd still like to get that report, though.
Yeah, but it doesn't really relate to us anymore.
Yeah, it's not relevant anymore. Well, maybe they can use it in my house. I've got a leak somewhere in my basement, and that's what I've been dealing with for the past week, so pulling up carpet and stuff. But anyway, all right, any other questions or comments? All right, who wants to take this on Monday night? Councilman Carlson got his hand up first. Discussion of banning smoking on city public property. There have been a number of complaints. Why don't you share with us the situation there?
Well, I will say that one thing that came up in the comp plan that was recommended that with the city place signs around the parks where the children play and the pool area where families enjoy their days, place signs that say no smoking. However, we can't put a sign up that says no smoking without an ordinance that gives us the authority to do so. So I'm just coming to council. If you have an interest in going forward, I can get Brandon to draft an ordinance and put it on for two reads, July and August, to give the public plenty of time to support or oppose. I just wanted to get some idea.
Cindy.
I don't
think. Is that a thumbs up from Carol? She's here. Go ahead.
I don't think I've ever seen anybody smoking in a pool, but we could definitely put a sign there.
Well, here's the here. I think the problem is. Correct me if I'm wrong. It's the horseshoe pits.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They're smoking there, which is wafting across the pool through the fence into the pool area where the kids are playing.
Yeah.
It's also trash from cigarette butts, and it's also I've seen people smoking inside the pool fence. I've seen them leave cigarette butts on the concrete by the pool.
Okay.
All right, well.
All right, any questions or comments?
There's a problem with the fishing bridge, too.
Yeah, and so I guess the fish, this would include the fishing bridge.
Any public area.
Any public area, yeah.
Smoking.
Okay. I would ask, does that include vaping?
Yes.
Okay, just want to make sure, clarification.
Now, do we have to make up the ordinance, or can WIT?
No.
No, the city attorney will draft the ordinance.
They have model ordinances that you can use for that. All right, any other comments or questions? All right, who wants to take that on Monday night? Lloyd's got it.
Yay, Lloyd.
All right, next item is discussion of the limitation on free boat permits for residents or property owners over 65. The situation, and again, this is one of those getting out in front of a situation, came up where there were, you know, individuals that were over the age of 65, that there was no set limit to the number of free boating permits they could get. So I think City Hall feels like that it would be, you know, beneficial to the folks that have to deal with it and enforce it if we are able to establish a maximum number of permits each year that individuals can acquire for free. You can buy as many as you want, but over 65 get theirs free, and we just need to set a limit. So,
do you know how many want to give up, Karen?
So far, I think we've issued 3 this year. We've had a request, and you'll have it come before the board November, requesting 2 more additional. That would make that one person's total 5. And I'm aware, you know, we've got people in the city, some getting to that age that by double digits, you know, and it's fine. We just need some direction.
All right. Carol?
And it's residents or, yeah, it's residents.
That was my question, was how many we've issued for people at that age or older already, and if it's 5, that was my question.
Yeah.
Well, I guess I fit into that category.
Okay. Anyone else have any questions or comments? Is there a recommendation? Yes, sir.
I think the limit should be 5.
Okay.
What did he say?
He said a limit of 5.
Oh.
I was thinking 2.
So like the first 5 lucky people.
Because most folks have.
No. 5. I think what he said is they can have up to 5.
Up to 5 per per person.
You mean 5 boats or?
5 permits per individual over the age of 65 for free.
So that means the person can have 5 boats on the lake?
It's yes.
Okay. One permit goes the year long,
right?
Right. But it's per boat.
But it's per boat, so they can have up to 5
you
boats.
The person who has 5 boats.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, they may have, they could bring all of their grandkids and their kids, and they would be bringing, there doesn't have to be their 5 boats.
Is this a battle?
Any floating device.
Any device.
Any floating device.
Yeah. Yes, Carol.
Is 1 enough? Do we have to get them 5?
Well, that's up to you guys. But, you know, like I said, most folks typically have 2 kayaks or, you know that. So that was my thinking. But if Lloyd wants to make a motion for 5, then you guys have to either agree with him or make another motion to a different one.
If I get a boating permit, it's only good for the 1 boat. I can't. I mean, I didn't know I had to have a permit for all of my 5 different boats.
Do you have 5 boats?
I'm pretending.
Oh, okay, good. I was going to say. Yeah, because somebody said they want to meet whoever's got 5 boats. Yeah.
That's why I think 5 permits is unnecessary. It seems like 1.
Well, it's a sticker. It goes on your boat, so you can only put it on 1 boat.
Thank you. Okay.
Yeah, right. It's a sticker, so you can't be peeling it off and sticking it on another boat, or you shouldn't be.
I still say 1 is plenty. I can't imagine having to give somebody 5.
Okay. Does any of the other council members?
Say?
Lloyd says five, you say one. Does any of the other council members have
Linda,
any?
Linda, what do you say?
I don't have a vote.
What does Don say?
I agree with Lloyd.
He's agree with Lloyd, five.
Five?
Yes.
And I have 10 grandchildren, so if I did have a vote, I'd be in big trouble.
Yeah, so, all right. Yeah. Well then, Lloyd, you make the motion on Monday night, and we'll see where council goes from there.
Okay.
Very good. All right, I'm going to skip to the motor, the pool motor number 7, just because that's something that Karen, you want to give them the background on that and what we're, where we are with this?
Okay, I sent out an email to all of council, but for everyone else in the room, we knew about a week before the pool opened that the motor was sounding bad. So the supervisor came to me and said, Carol, can I mute you for a second? I'm getting feedback. Sorry.
Let me mute myself. I apologize.
No,
I can do that.
No worries. Okay. All right, where was I? Okay, so the supervisor came to me and said that the motor was sounding bad. It would not last the season, and that we would be facing purchasing another motor. So I dug through the records, found that we had purchased one just last year before the pool opened, and notified him. So at that point, he began the pursuit of replacement under warranty. It's been on order since before the pool opened. It's scheduled to be here June the 30th. However, over the weekend, the pool motor died. And it also burned the breaker. So it may have been storm related, I'm not sure. So we were faced with having to close the pool down unless we purchased another motor that was available for up to $2,700. And then once we get the other motor June the 30th, hopefully, we can shelve it for a future emergency. And I did get 3 votes to go ahead and get the motor and install it so that the pool didn't have to shut down, which is good because it likely would not have opened by July the 4th. Because going that long without a motor and water circulation, it would have been like starting all over opening season again. So I just need ratification since council agreed for the expenditure of up to $2,700.
Who would like to take that on Monday night?
I'll take that.
All right. Councilman Carlson. All right. Any questions or comments about that? It was just one of those, it's kind of like a busted water line. It's just no way around it unless you just want to ignore it. So, okay.
Can the motor be shelved and kept?
That's what we're going to do. Yeah, we're gonna keep it as a backup going forward in case another situation like this develops. It gives us the time to you know, go ahead and put that one in and then order another one. I just think it's good to keep one in reserve because
I agree.
The summer season is short enough, and then having to wait on parts and stuff like that, which just kills our...
And who's going to make that motion again?
Councilman Carlson.
Thank you. I'm making notes.
All right.
And that motor will be housed at City Hall for safekeeping.
Yes.
Good plan.
Yes. In Karen's office. Probably. Locked in her desk drawer.
Probably.
Yeah. All right.
One foot rest.
Yeah, there you go.
I certainly appreciate and understand the commitment that Councilman Carlson has made to the community by serving several terms. How many terms have you served? This is your third term. And, you know, we've been fortunate to have the people that step up and want to come forward and be a part of the government here. And Don certainly never hesitated. He served as mayor pro tem for 2 terms, if I'm not mistaken. And we could always count on him because even when I was out of town and not available, he was there to sign checks. And so it is a difficult conversation we're going to have. But unfortunately, Councilman Carlson's residency has changed and he is no longer residing in the city of Mountain Park. I can tell you what the charter says, and I can tell you that, you know, for all intents and purposes, It's the law, but, you know, council can have a discussion about what they want to do. There are 6 months left in your term.
Okay, I would just say, I would like to serve Monday night, and I would say the will of the council.
Okay, all right, well, we appreciate that. I think we were gonna go with that because we will not have time to make the proper appointments before then, so. But I do appreciate you giving us, you know, giving the council the option of saying, you know what, after Monday night, we'll do what we have to do. So, is there anyone that would like to weigh in on this situation or have any comments about this situation?
Well, I was wondering, do you want to stay in Mountain Park or do you need to move elsewhere?
Oh, definitely want to stay in Mountain Park.
It seems like that we could allow him an extension. Home could come available tomorrow. Seems like kind of rushing into this.
I wouldn't say rushing into this. What we're looking at is we're looking at the facts and the circumstances. Now, that's why we're having this discussion.
Right.
You know, if council feels like that there is a agreeable interim solution, then I certainly respect that. But I also know that it is going to be subject to whatever criticisms may arise from the fact that it does not stipulate in the charter that you can make exceptions.
Right.
That's the unfortunate part. Karen, do you have any thoughts or comments on this? I know it's a difficult thing because I find it hard to imagine asking you to step down after you've served for so long and you've done
life an admirable. Walked in about the market being hot. I would recommend you take advantage of it.
I closed my last house Monday, so
good. So, congratulations.
So the fact is that you know we're going to let council decide if they want to go into a interim type arrangement through the end of the year at least, and let him finish out his final 6 months. Or he may be able to get another residency here in Mountain Park. Then you would be eligible to run for office again if you in fact wanted to do that. But you got to do it before qualifying.
Right. All right. I got that.
So it's one of those things that it's going to kind of be up to council. But I just want you to be advised and duly noted that someone could take issue with this and it could come back to bite you in some way or come back to haunt you in some way. So with that said,
do you have an agent helping you? Someone helping you find a house in here?
Oh yeah, I have some people looking for.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well.
Yes.
All right. I'm gonna. Yes, ma'am.
So we had this problem, and I don't know what happened about it. A number of years back with Okoe Pinnock. Wasn't she on council and she moved and there was a big hubbub and stink about it, and I honestly don't remember the details, but I remember something went down.
Yeah, you're right.
It was on the council and she moved to Sandy Springs
she
or
did.
Somewhere.
She
and
did.
Was a big, and so I don't know what the resolution was with all of that, but I just suggest perhaps we go look at that as we move forward and talking about this, because we've experienced this before.
Yeah, and you're absolutely, I forgot about
and
that.
And I
can't recall exactly how it was ended, but how it was resolved.
She got married.
She moved. Yeah, but she moved. Yeah.
But she was on council, and so what happened? That's the question.
So,
you know, I remember. Because do you remember who you would have appointed?
No, because if I were mayor, I can make a recommendation. This must have been early on, because I think. Yeah, I guess it was. It must have been like 2008, 2009.
You were mayor.
When I first started as mayor. Because I don't remember serving on council with her. But anyway, we certainly can go back and look at that and see if we can figure out how that was resolved.
Just because I think you ought to know.
I mean, yeah, I think it would be beneficial to see if a precedent was set. Otherwise, the charter says that someone has to be appointed at this juncture, appointed to finish the 6 months of his term until the next election. And then, of course, the seat would be filled by whoever the persons were that had the most votes. So.
I have all the directories, but they were so old by then it wouldn't be in there. Okay. So,
yes, sir.
May I ask you a question, Councilman?
Sure.
Are you looking for just a place to stay in Mountain Park?
Yes, right.
And so if you found a place, just a room somewhere, a family willing to take you in, you could stay until you found something more permanent? Is that... I don't want to get into your stuff too much, but I
just need a little more in the room. I think I need a little more in the room.
Right.
But he's talking about in the interim, if you were to
yeah,
I was just thinking about, I know a few people in the park that might have a room for you to stay in until you found something.
Okay, well, right now I'm staying with my daughter temporarily.
But that's not in the park.
I'm just asking the question, if you found something that you could claim as a residency until you see what I'm saying.
Before. Would that be, do you think that would qualify?
As long as he's here in the park.
Yeah, okay.
That's an idea.
Well, I guess the only thing on the code book, and I saw that when I was looking up about the Airbnb today, is that you can't have more than four people that are not related living in a household. I think that was the only other thing. So don't move in if there's already four people there. That could be a problem.
Well, there's a lot of that going on in here.
Don't want to be illegal.
Okay. Our code compliance officer just finished his last week in post certification, so he will be back Monday.
Actually, he finishes this Friday.
Hey, this Friday, he's finishing this week, but he'll be back on duty
full
time Monday. So, all right. Any other comments, Carol? Did you have your hand up? Yes.
Yeah, I'm curious. I understand you were going to make a recommendation. Do we vote on that? Are you the person who appoints? How does that work?
The way it works is I can.
If this happens.
Right. If you know, that just depends on what council decides to do. So the point is that if council wants to somehow allow him to remain on council through the end of his term for the next 6 months, then that's up to you guys. If you determine that there needs to be a person appointed, then I can make a recommendation. My recommendation would be someone that has served on council before, because I feel like it needs to be somebody that has familiarity with what's going on and can get up to speed pretty quick. So I have a person that I've already spoken to, just in case, because I have no idea what council is going to want to do. But at that point, I would make my recommendation to council, and it would be up to you guys to determine if you want to appoint that person to fill the seat, or if you have someone else that you feel like, if there's somebody that you would recommend, an individual, then that could be as well. But
okay. And would it affect our quorum? Because I know that the T-SPLOST vote and the referendum vote, both are time-sensitive issues.
Well, he's going to remain seated until Monday night, and then from there, the determination will be made.
Okay.
What we do going forward. So, do you have any thoughts or about what to do with this situation, or?
I don't have any ideas at all.
Okay.
I don't want to lose them.
Yeah.
This Airbnb
would
be perfect.
Carol, Linda. No.
However, it's a thousand.
So here we go. So Monday night, I think a determination needs to be made, one way or the other, and we'll respect the will of council. And I certainly hope that you are fortunate enough to make an arrangement between now and Monday night.
I do too.
Yeah. All right.
Okay.
All right. Anybody have anybody else have any comments or questions for the city council? Nope. All right, thank you folks for being here, we'll see you Monday night.
Thanks guys, thank you Carol.
Thanks Carol.
You're welcome, bye.
Bye Carol. Bye now.
So you said that all by yourself, huh?
Not under the paid subscription. Because I didn't have access to it. I don't know how.
Well, you're supposed to be because I signed up and I made you a co-host, so you're on the same subscription.
Well, we need to look at it when you have
to get in for this. Because I can, let's see if you get invoice for anything over the first 40 minutes.
We already pay a set fee for you.
Right.
$14.99, I think.
But I think that includes you.
Well, I tried to get on it today.
Let's just see what happens, and we'll figure it out from there. I mean, what's it going to cost? $14.99. So.
Okay.
I'm going to try.